But I am very proud of myself for actually forcing myself to get up and work out and try to get back into living a healthier lifestyle, because that is, for me, that is very hard.
Right.
And it's just like, okay, that is my small victory for today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of myself for it.
That's good. I'm proud of you too. Because you know what? Small victories turn into big victories. Mm-hmm. Because it takes a bunch of small things to make one big thing. And you know what? That's a good one. I like it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You said, what was it that you just said it? See, that's what happened when you get old.
like small victories?
No, you said that, I don't remember. See, I don't remember. That's what happens. But I think that it is important for you to, you know, want to stay healthy and all that, because, hey, thinking about it, I started using this app called Noom. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but it's called Noom, N-O-O-M. It is a psychological weight loss program. So it doesn't make, like, I'm trying to explain it. So it doesn't, it's one of those things where you
get money for a sponsorship you just gave them.
You use it, the way that you use it is, the premise of the program is for you to make your changes for life. You know how a lot of workout programs, they'll be like, you know, eat this meal or eat that meal or eat this, you know, this, go work out like this. They do that, but they don't. So they have these little mini courses, and the point of the courses is it's based on psychology, and they provide you facts with why you should eat the way that you eat or why you should do the things that you do. And the thing that they say is that no food is a bad food. They have what they call green, yellow, and red foods, but don't think of red as bad food or yellow as, you know, medium food and green as good food. Just think of, you can eat it, just don't eat so much of it. And I appreciate that about the course, because it gives me, it doesn't constrict me, so to speak. It gives me the choice to, it gives me the opportunity to make that choice for myself. Like, I know that this is classified as a red food, although I can still eat it. I just shouldn't eat the whole cake. I should just eat, you know, the top half of the cake, you know? So it's like, it's like one of those things.
Should you?
But see, that's what I'm saying. I can if I want to, but I shouldn't. But I can if I want to. But yeah, I have so far lost 11 pounds. And so I was like, right? And so I was like, that's dope, man. And it makes me realize that the problem that I was having with the other, the other things that I was doing, mm-hmm. was portion. Like, I wasn't eating badly. Like, it wasn't like a, because I never ate like trash, but I was not, like, my portion sizes were not right. And so when you said that, you know, waking up, getting up early was one thing that you made you feel good about yourself, that just made me think about that. What about you, Kevin?
And brought to us from, what was the name of that?
it's called Noom. Know this video is not sponsored by Noom, but yet, but we very well could be Noom.
And what can I download?
You can go to your Apple Play Store, or you can go to your Google your Google Play Store or your Apple Store, Apple iTunes Store, and you can find this along with Blue Moon Vibes.
Thanks, plug.
PB, what about you? What was the last thing you did that made you feel good about yourself?
Well, I was talking to a lady not too long ago, and as I know, PB, you know, it. When Beyonce said mouthful, she said being pretty hurts.
Y'all would be able to see him if, you know, he remembered that, you know, we were supposed to be on camera today, but it's okay.
I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better with all the excuses. But I, you know, obviously people didn't even have the best look in the relationship department, but, you know, it's something about having a relationship that you put a lot into that when it doesn't work out, and that can be family, friends, mom, dad, sister, brother, side piece, whatever. They need love too, I guess.
I guess.
Sada. But, you know, it's something about whatever relationship that you have that you kind of, it's like mourning period is what I was told my therapist, that you go through regardless of what kind of relationship it was. And I know for myself, I feel like I've been in a free fall for like a hell of a long time. I mean, just, you ever just be like in a dream where you fall in, but you can't see nothing above you, see nothing below you. You look to the left or right, and that, just, you're in a void, just free falling. And like, you know, you want to be like, well, am I going to hit the ground and let this be all good with? Am I going to, you know, get a rope from the top out of nowhere and, you know, get pulled out of it? And, you know, it's a really crazy place to be. And I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all are in that place. And, you know, don't worry, you're just coming to, you'll start to get out of it. But I was saying, Lady, I'm starting to see the ground beneath me coming into view. I see my stability coming back to what it was. And hopefully moving forward a greater journey and all that. I want to thank my mama. I'm Boosie. I love you, baby.
That's good. You know what? That's good. That is. You know what? I'm going to clap for real.
Oh, that's so sweet. Hey, y'all. This is what it's all about. This is the truth.
So y'all know, we always like to say on this show, we make you laugh a little bit, cry a little bit, and think a little bit. See, beep,
and angry a little bit. Just don't throw that in there.
Yeah, we might do that sometimes a little bit. But that's okay. We still love you. And CP just made us cry a little bit. That's good. That is very good, yes. Though, because you know what? You deserve to. You deserve to be able to see that your life is finally coming together in whatever way you feel that should be. Whether that, and then the thing is, even if you compartmentalize everything, if you got one compartment of your life that is coming together, hot diggity damn, I think you're doing all right. Amen. Because I ain't got damn piece of the doggone compartments of my life coming together, but that's okay. We're going to get there. And you know what? I'm going to just be watching you while I wait till my time comes, because mine ain't here yet, but it's okay. But that's good, though. That's good. That's
I am very
good.
Proud of you.
I'm proud of myself.
Mm-hmm. You deserve it. Yes, you deserve it. And you know what? That's a really good segue into our next topic. What was your best relationship?
I'm right here. What you looking around?
Okay. Now, the relationship, the relationship could be a friendship, acquaintanceship, you know, any kind of ship you want to sail. Well, we already know what Lady D and P-Bid's best was.
In regards to friendship, of course, I have to say P-Bid. We've been in this thing for what?
25 years.
13 years now.
Wait a minute. I ain't but 21.
I mean.
They can't see you. They don't know.
You're right. I feel better myself.
But, I mean, man, it's been a long time coming. It's been some chapters. It's been some. Some guest appearances.
I think that was Shane. You know what? I think y'all, you know what? When they come on camera, y'all will see what we're talking about. She just picked the whole tree up by the roots. Not even the branch. She picked the tree up and said, whoosh, and threw it it all. So yes, there have been a couple of guest appearances, you know, on this show here.
Some main characters that turn into reoccurring characters. Some reoccurring characters that got cut. You know?
But you know what? Through it all, the what is it? The foundation remained the same.
The main actor and the producer will always be him.
And I'm the writer.
Very true. Because you've been right there with us. Man. But almost, what, 13 years? Yeah. Oh, Lord. But, yeah. That's yes, crazy. In regards to friendship, of course, PB, nobody can compare.
Aww,
there is nobody.
Except for me.
Well, I mean, in regards to friendship. in regards to family.
Well, y'all know. Y'all know I got to always make it about me.
In regards to family, I've been with Jazz my whole life. I've been trying to get rid of her. Anybody out there? Anybody out there? Anybody alive out there?
She is not for sale. She is not for sale. She is not for sale.
but I will say to have an older sister like Jazz is really amazing. I mean,
it's that's the crying part.
I mean, she's always there, even though she's a ginormous.
Wonderful person.
A-hole.
Ginormous one.
Sometimes. Sometimes. But, you know, when you call on her, if it's between her office hours of 8 o'clock and 8:05, she will answer the phone.
as long as you know what time the office hours are. Yes, and y'all, just in case you missed my office hours, they are Monday through Monday, 8 to 5. 8 a.m. to 8:05 a.m. So 8 to 5. So just so you know, just so you know.
But yeah, it's been a great ride, and I'm very grateful and blessed to have the people in my life that I have, and hopefully we can continue on this incredible roller coaster of life together, and we all gonna make it to the top.
Hey.
In our own special way.
Soul Brother and his absent ass will go first, but it's okay. He gonna get there first, but it's all right because we holding on to them bootstraps with like iron fist gloves and hammers. We not letting go. What's that industrial gorilla glue? Oh. Yeah, that's how yeah. Lock, clink, clink.
I was going to say something real shady, but you're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. Move on. So, yes, what is your best relationship?
So, I want to know what the shady thing was. Don't y'all want to know? I want to know, too. What was the shady thing?
Nothing.
See,
what?
Trifling. She's so
best
trifling.
Best relationship.
My best relationship. I'm not going to be cliche and say the one I'm in now, because that would just be cliche. Let me think. I would probably say the relationship that if y'all remember a couple of episodes back, we talked about our favorite teachers. So the best relationship I've ever experienced or been lucky enough to be a part of, other than the one I'm in now, is it was with one of my teachers. Her name was Ms. Laura Grimes, and she was just, it was a, of course, student-teacher relationship, and she was just amazing at everything that she did. Like, she was just one of those teachers that just cared, and she made you feel like you were the only person in the room, even though there were like 20 other kids. Like, she was that teacher that gave you that push or that reason to keep going. Like, she was that one that, you know, inspired you to want to be better. And so I would say that was probably the best relationship. your turn.
Oh. D gave a 2-for-1.
I mean, you know, you can't use her answer. You gotta pick a new one.
New person.
We all know that it's this one right here, but you gotta pick a new one. Okay? For the sake of our listeners, you gotta pick a new one.
You know, I never thought about the perspective of a teacher. You know, it's good to have diversity at your board meetings. You get the
most definitely.
Never thought of a teacher. Mm-hmm. Some perspective. Let's see here.
Oh Jesus.
Okay. I'm gonna go with this person because of how they made me feel. They're an amazing person, and I was fortunate to have them in my life. And I'm gonna tell you their name in a minute. I promise.
I feel like I already know, but you don't gotta broadcast it.
What we start with?
Jay.
You know what? I didn't even think about that one.
I mean, Jay number one.
I'm trying to figure out. That's a good spot. Let's go with that. See, I told you my best friend, y'all already know.
I mean, well, you can continue with the one you had before.
But you're my second conscious, so you already know what it was.
No, I didn't, clearly.
Because I was with Lady D right here.
I was thinking about that, but then you're like, something that's not cliche. I was like, let me not.
I mean, do I know this person?
Honestly, I didn't have a person in mind. I thought about that one. You said initially. And I was like, I don't want to be cliche. I'm going to try to follow that example and not be cliche here. Let's go with that one. Sorry, y'all. This wasn't supposed to take that long. but there are, aside from my wonderful, amazing best friend, second conscious kid sister here.
I'm not a kid, even though sometimes I have one.
it was a person I was, romantically involved with. Their name started with a
letter.
A letter. The last letter of their first name started with A. Let me clarify. If I say J, it's going to be like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. Their last name started with an A. Eat your heart out. But obviously, me and that person aren't together anymore. But I will, until the ends of time, still respect this person for certainly setting the bar extremely high for individuals who I encounter later on down the road. And I still use their, if I may dare say, I'm not good enough, their algorithm. If you know they did for a living, you'll get that joke. But. But they definitely set up a really strong algorithm that I follow to this day. And I feel like it helps me distinguish between things that are worth your time and things that are not worth your time. And when you have when you give a kid a 2020 Mercedes-Benz for their first car, you've already set that standard for them to have that something of that equal caliber or higher from that point on. And I feel like that is how my part of time was for me. That I had a really good, solid, obviously y'all gonna say, well, it couldn't have been too solid, y'all ain't together. As far as standards go, I appreciate them for letting me have that experience and sharing that bit of life with me, and definitely let me know that is something to have in a relationship, and you don't have to settle. You can find amazing people in some of the most unlikely places, at some of the most unlikely ages, and some of the most unlikely conditions. And so don't give up hope. Do not give up hope. And you keep true to what you deserve. Mm-hmm. And stick to it. That's not to say that, you know, just blacklist everybody. Don't be in. But definitely keep your standards.
Hey, man. That is 100. You know what?
Yes,
PD,
yes.
I want to thank my kids.
I would like to thank the Academy. But yes, you know what? That is true. You know what? Your best friend used to tell me that my standards was too high and I was going to be alone for the rest of my life.
Okay.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the one that, you know, that had a recurring role but got kicked off the show.
Actually, they used to be a main character and then turned into a recurring and then turned into, you know, cut.
So your best friend used to tell me that my standards was too high and that I was gonna be alone for the rest of my life. She sure did.
Well, what's high? Well, I guess it don't matter.
Yeah. Please, I am waiting on you to defend your answer.
Well, if you knew her standards at the time.
They the same.
And the person she got now is nothing like the person she thought she was going to have.
That's interesting. I'm going to let the bullet hair for a minute. It's amazing that you should say that.
Amazing how they're not on camera. You see, this would be so fantastic if they were on camera.
So what do you feel like, what standards do you feel like were too high, Lady D?
Yes, Lady D. What standards do you feel like were too high? Alrighty, y'all, so that just about does it for us today. But before we go, I want to leave y'all with this. Your healing won't look like my healing, but we will both be stronger in the end. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I will link them in the description. Also, do not forget to check out my blog to stay inspired, and we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.